We're here with Deborah Ruiz Wall and your book, Reimagining Australia, Voices of Indigenous Australians of Filipino Descent, is launched here in Sydney, finally, after Broome and in
Manila.
When you started this, it was in 2008. It's been a long time. You did this 8 years before it has been finally launched.
The reason for that is I got offered a scholarship to do a PhD based on this concept, but it didn't materialize. They wanted me to change my topic, so I did. And I wanted to stay with the region in Western Australia, in the Kimberley. So I did a Filipino ambassador to Australia, and she was very keen for me to finish the book on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the diplomatic relations between our two countries. So that was also a good push. But certainly as soon as I finished my thesis, I went straight into Torres Strait and added the 10 other narratives. And then I went back to Broome to make sure that what stories they gave me could be updated. And as I pointed out early on, some of the narrators have passed on, unfortunately, but at least their stories have been preserved, yeah. People coming from the Philippines to talk about the social conditions under martial law. Then my second advocacy work was to do with the Filipino women who were being subject to spousal homicide and domestic violence, and I had projects on that as well. And then after that, I thought it was time during the reconciliation era. It started from 1991 to 2001, when the former Prime Minister, Paul Keating, had wanted to hear from mainstream Australians what to do with reconciling with Aboriginal. I joined the Women's Reconciliation Network, and I joined the Redfern Residence for Reconciliation. I even went to Redfern and lived there. In order to, again, form relationship with the Aboriginal people.
Was it that's the reason you were awarded the Order of Australia?
Yes, I was awarded the Order of Australia Medal in relation to my contribution to the community in multiculturalism, social justice, and reconciliation. So my main push is to get to know the people, the original people of this land, get to learn from their culture, and my Australianness to be enriched by that. And so, as I said at the collectively.
Are you planning to do a next sequel to the book? Because I know you've only focused in Western Australia, specifically in Broome. Are you doing a Darwin Northern Territory one?
I know that I've been asked that question, how I hadn't included a lot of the Aboriginal people from Darwin. But as I pointed out, I just didn't have enough time to get the book out on the occasion of the 70th anniversary. That will require another year, I would imagine. So I'd be open to doing a few articles, perhaps. But I could also do my own Filipino ancestry and my husband's ancestry, who is of Anglo and French background. The spirit of their forebears had been hovering over them, and they were overwhelmed with emotion of finding out who they really are. And so I think it's a lesson also for governments when they are designing policies to really, in their heart, believe that we are very rich in terms of multicultural Australia, and that all of the heritage that we have should be acknowledged and honored. And it shouldn't just be rhetoric, like in terms of cultural diversity. It should be something that should... The fact is, this is a mystery of mysteries, how come with all their other ancestral heritage, they do, the Indigenous Australians do have so much attachment to our Filipino heritage. Why is that? Even the cooking, even the clothes... You know, they were wearing the Filipino dress and the barong and so on, you know? And Devin Portolano was able to go back a long, long time, longer than they had themselves. So now they said, we are now going to have family gathering and reunion every 2 years. And Kevin Portolano from Broome said, we will encourage our young people to also come. So it will be transnational reunion.
And with your book launch, what do you want to say with all those who attended the book launch here and in the Philippines and in Western Australia?
I would like to say that dreams do come true in terms of looking up your ancestry, identity in our history. It is important that we have a broader perspective about who we are as Australians today.
It's good to know where you came from.
And it's good to know where you come from. We have a television program, Who Do You Think You Are? You know, and, you know, it's not just about white people or actors. It's about ordinary people. And you never know what you can find. It's about us. And the thing about it is narratives from below, from experiences of ordinary people, now can converse with the narratives from above, talking about policies and legislative acts.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.